Hillary Clinton gave a fiery speech Thursday evening in her first Wisconsin stop since she entered the 2016 presidential race. As WUWM reports, Clinton outlined much of her platform in the wide-ranging address while navigating a few distractions. Her speech at UW-Milwaukee was only about a half hour long, yet Hillary Clinton packed in a lot of material, beginning with the nation's slow recovery from the Great Recession.
If we get incomes rising again, if we raise the minimum wage, if we once again give people hope, we'll be back on track for sure. We have to deal with the threat of terrorism from ISIS and these other networks. We have to deal with a huge refugee crisis. We have a lot of work to do in the world. You can refinance your home. You can refinance your car. A lot of people did that in order to get the lower interest rates, but you can't refinance your student debt. That is just wrong. Under my plan, we're going to refinance and bring those costs down.
That last comment about student debt was especially popular among the audience, which included a number of people attending UWM. Clinton's appearance was billed as an event on women's issues, and she returned to that theme often, including when talking about wages.
When I talk about equal pay for equal work and some of these issues that really affect a lot of working women, the Republicans often say, oh, there she goes playing the gender card. Well, if advocating for equal pay for equal work is playing the gender card, deal me in. I am ready to play that as hard as I can.
Clinton peppered her speech with digs aimed at the Republicans seeking their party's nomination. She made a few jabs at Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, and she took on GOP frontrunner Donald Trump over comments he's made about women.
And, you know, I love it when he's criticized, and he comes back and he says he loves women. In fact, he says he cherishes us. Well, that's really nice, but if it's all the same to you, Mr. Trump, I'd rather you stop cherishing women and started respecting women.
Clinton drew an overflow crowd, with some people having to listen to her address in another room. Most gave her a warm reception, but a few times protesters shouted at Clinton, and in one case a group began their own chant. Clinton pressed on, addressing the topic of race.
Now I want to say something about another issue you will not hear about from the Republicans. You will not hear them say anything about ending the era of mass incarceration, and you will not hear them say Black Lives Matter.
I asked a number of people in the crowd what they thought about Clinton. Most support her, but Sandra Pucci says she prefers Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, yet she wanted to see what Clinton had to say.
She can come and support a $15 minimum wage. She can pledge to not wage war on Iran. I would like her to hear her say she supports public education, including the university system.
Pucci says Clinton might be her choice if Sanders is out of the running by the Wisconsin primary. Meanwhile, the outlook for Sanders improved Thursday. A new Quinnipiac University poll showed Sanders leading Clinton in Iowa 41-40%. That compares to a double-digit lead Clinton enjoyed in the July survey. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.